What makes it so special to take a horse to the winner's circle on Maryland Million Day here at Laurel Park?
Well, because this is our race. And the first time we had this years ago, I won two at opening day with the Maryland Million. And Jim McKay was tickled to death. He had won one. And so it's a special day because it's our little gathering. The Preakness is a big day, but that's a national thing. And our second biggest day in Maryland is the Maryland Million. And it's caught on, and people enjoy it, and it's a festive day.
And you've had the pleasure of going to the winner's circle with Ben's cat a few times, and more than anyone else.
Yeah, more than anybody else. So I'm trying to keep that up, keep my streak going. And Ben, of course, Ben won three. But when you win three on Maryland Million, they discontinue the race. They kill the race. They say, no more. So now I got to go in a different kind of race and try another streak.
What makes Ben so special, especially on Maryland Million Day?
Well, he's all Maryland. As one sports writer said about me, they were analyzing the trainers in the Preakness one year. And when he got down to me, he said, and Leatherbury is as Maryland as crab cakes.
Yeah. Which is good, huh?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
What are you looking forward to on Saturday?
Well, first off, we've got to see where we're going to run. I'm going to enter him in two races. One, because they took my race away, as I said. And so now I got to decide between do I go on the turf, which he's a specialist on the turf, but it's a mile, and my distance is 6 furlongs, or do I go 6 furlongs on the dirt? So do I go for my distance or my type of track? And so I'll have to analyze that after I handicap him.
How's he running?
Fine. He's doing super good.
Thanks, King.